So this is a response to the regarding school testimonials, Q&As, whatnot. There are some specific questions about what it was like at school for you. So embarrassing moments, particular memories, prom, etc., etc. I am actually still currently in school. However, I am not a student, I'm a teacher. I teach secondary level art and A-level photography at a school in London. And people always seem so surprised that I became a high school, secondary school teacher, because when you meet me, I'm probably shorter than the youngest kids in the school. But I don't think that makes much difference. I'm very young looking as well. People, my first day at my new job, all the staff thought I was one of the students. I almost got yelled at for being in the staff room, which I thought was ridiculous. But yeah, people always ask me, did you always want to be a teacher? I just think that's ridiculous. No, I didn't always want to be a teacher. I don't, who has aspirations of being a teacher when they're young? Oh, I want to, you know how hard it was for teachers. I made it difficult for my teachers. I would revel in their discomfort and I would make their lives so difficult. And I think, thank God that doesn't happen to me. We were horrible when we were at school. Oh, just thinking back about some of the stuff that we did. And as a teacher now, when you reflect back on it, you think, what little shits we were. And then, now when I have a hard day and I just think that the kids are all ganging up on me and they just really must dislike me so much, I have to remind myself that actually they're just kids. And they're almost heartless in a way because they don't think of you as a human being. We're not human beings. We are these kinds of alternative forms of organism floating around that came out as a teacher, fully formed. We were born from our mother's wombs as a teacher, already ready to tell you off if you're whispering to your mate sitting next to you. Luckily, I've got quite a good relationship with most of my classes. I'm a bit, probably a bit too relaxed. I don't mind having a joke or two. And I'm very, very enthusiastic about what I do. I don't think you can teach if you're a boring human being. Well, I don't think you can teach well if you're a boring human being, that is. I think being a teacher is one of the hardest and one of the most easiest and confusing things I've ever done in my life. I'm young. I haven't had a plethora of jobs, but I've been working ever since I was 16. I've done all different kinds of things. I've even worked in a safari park scooping poop. So, I've had the background experience in different areas, and I think that teaching, it just takes it out of you because you put everything you've got into it. All my heart goes into every single thing that I do and teach. I would feel so angry with myself if I delivered a rubbish lesson. I just feel like I was letting them all down. They come in there, they rely on me to kind of entertain. I suppose you are an entertainer. I am an entertainer. I stand at the front sometimes, feel like I'm on stage and everybody's staring at me. And it is my job to help them figure out so many things, but most important to help them see that they have the capacity to do something, to be somebody, to learn and achieve. And especially in art, the subjects that I teach art and photography, I think I already said that. There's so much room for taking risks and making mistakes, and I think that one thing I love is watching somebody make the most ridiculous, heinous mistake ever, and then being able to actually just say, well, that's life. I think it's kind of beautiful. You, as a teacher, you see personalities being built. You see that, even as a primary school teacher, you see it all the way from the bottom up to the top, that how children grow and change. And one of the most amazing things I find is when I meet a child that I am inspired by, that I feel has changed my life. It's happened a few times where I just think that these kids are going, if they keep going the way they are, you know, to going to grow up to be inspirational, wonderful people. It's like I'm witnessing the beginnings of something great. And just to feel that I had a hand in it, you know, just to feel that I kind of maybe give them a nudge in the right direction. Or even the wrong direction, which then later on leads them down to the right direction. You know, just anything like that. To think that maybe something I say, God knows what it could be, years and years later, sticks in their mind. To think that I could be that person, well, you know. That just kind of makes it all really worth it, I suppose.